Hello. We continue our news items with excerpts saying Norwich's economy will grow faster than most other cities in 2018. And Blue Light Services worked hard to manage a spike in calls, but first vandals who deface Norwich City Centre buildings are to be targeted by police after a rise in offensive graffiti.
Norwich City Council and Norfolk Constabulary have pledged to prevent and remove the daubings after a disturbing increase in incidents. Simeon Jackson, Green City Councillor for Mancroft Ward, said residents whose properties had been continually targeted were having to deal with considerable costs to remove the graffiti. A number of problem locations have now been identified for special attention by police and council staff.
Key rail upgrades for passengers travelling to London from Norfolk and Suffolk have been completed over Christmas and the New Year. Network rail engineers installed more than 10 kilometres of overhead wire at Ilford as part of a 250 million wiring system which automatically adapts to temperature changes. The 37-kilometre-mile stretch from Chelmsford to Ilford on the Norwich to London main line now has the new wires installed. Network Rail said the system will result in fewer delays and cancellations, as speed restrictions will no longer need to be imposed between Chelmsford and Ilford in hot weather. Work to install a further 8 kilometres of overhead wire on the section between Ilford and Manor Park begins at the end of the month. Network Rail said the improvements will last for decades to come and help to provide a more reliable service to the growing numbers of passengers using the busy mainline.
Emergency calls to police rose 125% on New Year's Eve as Blue Light Services in Norfolk and Waveney felt the strain of a major spike in demand. Police and ambulance crews battled significant demand at the turn of the year, which is often the busiest night of the year for emergency services. For police in Norfolk, it was no exception. Emergency calls rose by 125%, with one coming from a man who wanted to complain about being thrown out of a pub. For health workers, it was an equally busy night. Accident and emergency departments at the region's hospitals had been full to bursting in the days between Christmas and New Year, with almost 12,999 calls requesting ambulances made from December the 26th to the 28th.
Michael Portillo helped a Norfolk brass band hit all the right notes for a performance on BBC Two. Norfolk Wherry Brass was visited by the presenter for an episode of The Great British Railway Journeys. The Neatishead-based group performed a rendition of Lord Nelson for the show, with Mr. Portillo briefly helping to conduct the band. Filming took place in July at the Norfolk Wherry Trust headquarters in Wroxham, within the grounds of the Barton House Railway. But the group has only now been able to publicise their experience after the episode, entitled Chroma to Cambridge, went out on TV. Mick Diarth, the band's vice chairman and publicity officer, said, "It was a great experience for the band working with Michael Portillo and a truly professional film crew. He, Mr. Portillo, actually conducted the band at one point, although that was not shown on TV. He really enjoyed himself. During the episode, Mr. Portillo also learned the ropes of an Edwardian wherry on the Norfolk Broads and joined a variety of performers to tap dance on the Cromer Pier."
Waterstones in Norwich will mark 100 years since women won the right to vote by stocking their staff recommend section only with female authors. 2018 is the centenary of the Representation of the People Act, which gave women over the age of 30 the right to vote in the UK. And fiction expert at Norwich Waterstones, Victor Meadowcroft, has picked up a gauntlet laid down by author Camilla Shamsie, who called for a, quote, concerted campaign to redress the inequality, unquote, in publishing. The store will now devote all its staff recommendations to women authors, past and present, with a focus on local writers. Publishing House and Other Stories have also pledged to only publish women in 2018 in an attempt to reset the gender imbalance. Last year, there was the inaugural Warwick Prize for Women in Translation, which recognised that until very recently, but publishers thought it was risky to publish women in translation rather than men, said Mr. Meadowcroft. From looking at the statistics, that seems to be true. His picks will include Memoirs of a Polar Bear by Yoko Tawada, which won the inaugural Warwick Prize last year, and 2017 Bailey's Women's Prize for Fiction winner The Power by UEA graduate Naomi Alderman. They will be joined by another UEA graduate, Julianne Paccio, with her book The Lucky Ones, who was shortlisted for the Sunday Times Young Writer of the Year 2017.
The outlook for Norwich's economy in 2018 is bright, experts say, as figures predict a bumper year. A new study says the level of growth in the city's economic output over the coming months is likely to put it on in the top 10 fastest-growing places in the UK. The UK Powerhouse report by law firm Irving Mitchell and the Centre for Economics and Business Research says Norwich's gross value added GVA, the measure of the value of goods and services produced in an area, is predicted to grow by 1.62% over 2018. The figure puts the fine city joint eighth with Portsmouth of the 45 settlements in the table. In October, a similar report put the city's GVA at 2.8 billion and said that 136,800 people were in work.
Norfolk has been identified as a priority area for fighting crimes against birds of prey after the county recorded the second highest number of raptor deaths over a five-year period. A total of 262 incidents were recorded between 2011 and 2016 across England and Wales, with 146 of these caused by shooting and 66 by poisoning. Norfolk recorded the second highest number of incidents at 17, after North Yorkshire at 39. Cumbria recorded 11 incidents, Derbyshire 11, Lincolnshire 10, Suffolk 8 and Northumberland 8. In an effort to combat the killing of birds of prey, raptor persecution maps have been published to enable police to identify where the highest number of incidents are taking place. This will allow authorities to focus enforcement efforts on areas that need it most. The maps show the number of shootings, trappings, poisonings and nest destructions and will be updated annually.
An East Anglian GP has said the wheels are falling off the bus of the NHS as winter pressure takes hold of all parts of the health service. Dr. Matt Pickover, who has been a GP for 7 years and a doctor for 12 years in Glemsford, Suffolk, called for better funding for the NHS and highlighted the conditions staff are working under. Dr. Pickover said, "We've got underfunding in the NHS. It's understaffed. Staff are working at capacity every day. I asked some friends and colleagues how things were, and a few that had time to reply said, it's grim everywhere. Patients expect brilliance and we can't give it to them. The NHS has always been held together by the goodwill of staff." He added, "What is clear now is the wheels are falling off the bus. Without staff and appropriate funding, we won't have an NHS much longer."